Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC News Minor Update. Dallas Ferguson resigned today as head hockey coach of the University of Alaska Fairbanks to become coach of the Calgary Hitmen, a major junior team based in Calgary, Alberta. Ferguson coached the Nanooks of the NCAA Division I Western Collegiate Hockey Association for 9 seasons. The Calgary Hitmen belong to Canada's Western Hockey League. Ferguson, who will replace former Hitmen bench boss Mark French, is a native of Wainwright, Alberta. That's located about 257 miles northeast of Calgary. Ferguson is the fourth UAF coach to resign since March. Cody Bench, who served as head coach of the women's basketball program for 7 seasons, stepped down March 7th. Bench was a former forward for the Nanooks. 2 weeks later, Christina Turman, who was known as Christina Gillis during her playing career at West Valley High School and Northern Michigan University, resigned March 21st as an assistant coach for the Nordic Ski Team. Kinsey Lane resigned as an assistant coach for the women's swimming team on April 18th. She was a co-captain of the team during her career from 2007 to 2011. Before he took over for Doc Del Castillo as UAF's head hockey coach in the 2008-2009 season, Ferguson served as an assistant coach for the Nanooks from 2004 to 2008. He was a defenseman and team captain during his playing career with the Nanooks from 1992 to 1996. Ferguson received the 2008-2009 Central Collegiate Hockey Association's Coach of the Year honor. 1 season later, he guided the program to its first ever appearance in the NCAA tournament. Ferguson tallied a coaching record at UAF of 139 wins and 151 losses, and he tutored numerous players who went on to play professionally, including a pair of current National Hockey League players, goaltender Chad Johnson of the Buffalo Sabres and defenseman Colton Pareko of the St. Louis Blues. Fairbanks City Council members last night gave initial approval to a measure that would ask Fairbanks voters to consider an increase in property taxes to fill a gap in the city's budget caused by a cutback in state funding. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Fairbanks City Council members on Monday advanced a proposed property tax ordinance for a public hearing and possible final consideration during the July 24th meeting. If approved, the ordinance would place a question on the October 3rd municipal election ballot, asking voters to allow the city to increase property taxes by about $63 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. Mayor Jim Matherly, who introduced the ordinance, says if approved, the property tax hike would raise about $1.7 million to replace cuts in state revenue sharing for such essential services as police, fire, and public works, but only if voters approve.
And all this ordinance is to put it to the voters in the fall.
Matherly says the council would ask for less of a property tax increase if the state comes through with more revenue sharing than the $500,000 the city estimates it'll get this fiscal year.
That is worst case scenario because we don't have the exact number from the state yet for our revenue sharing.
Councilman Jerry Cleworth opposes the ordinance and says it should be delayed. He says city officials have known for years now that revenue sharing would be cut as the state's income from oil plummets. And he says unlike previous council attempts to gain voter approval of a property tax hike, this one's being requested after the city's budget has already been set.
Usually we do it before an expense is incurred that we know we're going to have a problem in the future. This is the reverse of that.
The council voted 3-2 to advance the measure, with Cleworth and Councilman David Prues dissenting. Councilman Jerry Norum was not present because, Matherly says, Norum has resigned from the council. Also Monday, council members agreed to delay consideration of an application for a retail marijuana shop in downtown Fairbanks. The council was scheduled to consider whether to protest an application to open a pot shop at 503 7th Avenue at the intersection of Lacey Street. But Fairbanks North Star Borough School District Assistant Superintendent Sandra Kowalski asked the council to delay its vote to allow borough planners more time to ensure the shop is located far enough away from district facilities where students are often present. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
An anti-ballistic missile intercept test from Kodiak Island was successfully completed early Tuesday morning. It was the first launch from the Pacific Spaceport Complex, Alaska, since the August 2014 failure of a U.S. Army hypersonic weapon test that destroyed several buildings at the facility. The Missile Defense Agency and U.S. Army tested the terminal high-altitude area defense component of the U.S. Ballistic Missile Defense System. The component, known as THAAD, uses a direct hit to intercept a target in its final phase of flight. The system has a 100% success rate in 14 tests. THAAD has gained recognition as the U.S. has moved units to Guam and South Korea to counter missile threats from North Korea. While THAAD testing from the facility was announced last year, Tuesday's test comes 1 week after North Korea's first successful test of an intercontinental ballistic missile reportedly capable of reaching Alaska. The flight test completed last night demonstrates the system's ability to intercept intermediate-range ICBMs. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.